Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity from Matty G Digital.
And we are recording from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community, downtown Lindsay, Ontario at 18 Kent Street West. All right, today we are talking about the podcast. It is our 200th episode. And at one time, Matt had a note about who is our dream guest. And we couldn't really answer that question. And, you know, we've both experienced lots of changes. Thrive has closed. We're recording from Matt's new office, still in downtown Lindsay. And we just thought we'd hit record and talk about the podcast.
I rhymed off a bunch of different people that we thought about having on the podcast. And I think you said it best, though, was that it doesn't really make sense for us to have a dream guest.
Yeah.
And like it kind of goes against everything we've always talked about and stood for, however you want to say it. So I dropped that idea and it kind of felt like ick as well. So, but we talked about the podcast months ago and people got a little bit engaged and excited because we're talking about like what are we going to do with the podcast, and you talked about stopping it and I don't want to stop it, but I think we need to figure some stuff out about like what are we going to do with it, where is it going to go. And we've texted about it and I was like, well, let's record this and talk.
Yeah I think it's good because it gives lots to think about. I think we know we don't want to stop it. We like doing the podcast, but with all the changes we've had, it really opens up the conversation of what do we want to do with it. I think a couple of things that ring for me, it's the core question of why we're here, what we're both getting out of it, what we want it to be, what we're willing to kind of fight for and make it is important. I think with the changes at Thrive and just everything, it gives us a chance to rethink it. Mm-hmm. There's also just the reality of, you know, we have a small group of loyal listeners who I think are happy to follow us kind of wherever we go.
But unless we're talking about closing a business, then everybody listens.
Then everyone listens. So that was in a way kind of exciting, but in a way also angering. Because, you know, people are happy to tune in to listen to the tea on Matt's business. But it shows that, to me, it shows the awareness and engagement, but then not the action. So, like, that episode continues to get, like, way more engagement than any other episode we've ever done.
I looked at it a couple minutes ago. It's three times higher than anything else.
Yeah.
And it dropped the week after by, like, it's a third of the traffic again.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. So maybe we just keep talking about closing businesses.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it shows, the part of what I like about it is, you know, it's a proof that, like, kind of controversial or certain things will get people to listen to it.
Shout out my wife listened to the first podcast episode ever talking about thinking about closing Thrive. Shout out Sarah, I'm pretty sure listened to it for the first time ever. She had said
yeah, lots of people said that, like, oh, I listened, and like, and that's another, it's just a neat thing I've learned is there's a lot of people who recognize us from the podcast. They're happy we have the podcast, but they don't listen. Mm-hmm. And to me, I want to create something that's valuable for people to listen to. Mm. And we have a lot of people who've got value. We've had some great comments of people who, you know, different things they've heard have clicked something in them that's changed the way they've thought, which is great. I just want to do that more. And I also want to, like, for me, this podcast, like 200 episodes is awesome. Like, I am incredibly impressed and proud of that feat. So to me, that alone is amazing. But I want to continue to build and grow my skills versus, I think, creating something I think other people want, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I still don't know what I want to do with the podcast. Like, I still want to do it.
Yeah.
Do I want to keep talking to local business owners because I enjoy that and I enjoy meeting them? Yes. Does that grow our base around Kawarthas? No. No one seems to care about that. Is it a marketing problem, though, which I actually think is the big problem? So the other podcast where we've talked about, like, okay, let's maybe pivot or, like, start talking about some other stuff. And maybe that will grow. And I think that that makes sense and it has a bigger appeal. But at the same time, like, is it actually going to do anything if we're not doing any sort of marketing? Like, we do, like, social media posts and people, oh, what else are you going to do? There's lots more we could do.
Oh, yeah.
Like, with YouTube, optimizing YouTube videos, optimizing Spotify, all these other things. We could do it. So, like, to me, I'm like, well, if we're going to start optimizing and better marketing maybe this other iteration of the podcast, why don't we do that with this? But even now, as I'm saying this out loud and talking to you, I just don't know if it's going to matter. I don't know if it's going to have a difference, which also now goes against everything I've ever said about marketing. But I don't know, because you... I'll say it. I don't want to include you in this conversation if not, but, like, Lindsay's weird. This area is weird.
It's funny. I was this morning, right before I left, I was like, I wonder if we'll say Lindsay's weird.
100%. I didn't want to include you in case you don't want to say it, but, like, I'll say it. Lindsay's weird. It's a weird community. I love it. Happy to live here. I want to live here the rest of my life. But it's weird from a business perspective. It is challenging. There is a lot of hesitancy to do foundational business activities.
Yeah.
There's a hesitancy to properly network or network, period. It's just weird. And I think if we start promoting this podcast more and different channels and doing all these things, will it matter? And then we're like, what was the point of that?
And will it matter for us? Because there is a part of me that wants to, like, put Kawarthas on the map more in terms of a business destination. I think as much as we're called the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, it's very relevant to, like, any town ever. I think we can grow the listenership. But then it's like, it's a lot of effort. And then even some of the marketing, it's like, that takes resources as well. And is that the best place to put resources if it maybe doesn't directly grow our own businesses? As you said, there is a resistance to foundational business things. You and I do a lot of business outside of the Kawarthas, you know, especially things like, you know, coaching. It's hard to get people locally to even want to engage in some of that. The ones who do see the benefits of it. So it's like, I think it's a cool conversation to have.
I think having a podcast in Kawarthas helps me a lot more than you. Because I think your business is going to have to come from outside of it.
Yeah.
Based on everything that we know and have experienced already. So I think it makes a lot more sense for you to want a podcast that's not Kawartha-based specifically. Do I want one Kawartha-based? I think I do, but then I still just don't know what the real value of it is. And it's just like a thing that I'm kind of doing.
Yeah, and it can enjoy, be just a fun thing, right? And then that goes back to the kind of the effort involved. Because it is fun to meet people, invite them in, record a conversation, and put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, now as we talk about this, part of me is like, is it two different podcasts? Mm-hmm. One that gets more resources than the other to kind of push, and then one that's for fun.
And then the for fun one, though, I'm like, well, what's the point of the for fun one then? Like, that, you really have to start thinking, like, what is the point then?
Yeah.
Because I do think we are both at points of our business and career where, like, I like having fun and you know that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm, like, very critical of, like, what is the point of this?
Yeah.
And I'm, like, ready to shed a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, it's, like, it's a good way to focus. Because it is, like, it is fun meeting new people.
Yeah.
And inviting them to a small group conversation like this. I think some people really like it. Other people get very nervous about it.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone last week who wants to come on again for a redo because they weren't happy with how they were. We won't say who that is.
It was Joel.
Yeah.
I have no idea. You've never told me this. You've not told me this conversation, so it's not a betrayal of you to Joel, but it was Joel. I'm certain of it.
Yeah, it definitely was. Sorry, Joel, we betrayed you, but you might not be listening to this anyway. But people, like, there is a value to that for fun for us. But it's, we can still do that.
How do you think we make it bigger here, then?
I don't know. I think Lindsay's weird. I also think, you know, we don't want to be, like, Lindsay celebrities necessarily in terms of making it bigger. Because again, it's a, you know, Lindsay Kawarthas, you know, Peterborough, like it's just an odd, like it's an odd place and it's odd who gets attention and what people pick up and know about. And I don't know if it makes any difference. Like I just think it's a weird town, and we've been trying to change that. We've been trying to give a different voice and perspective than what's kind of prevalent, but I don't know if people are tuning into that.
And I think maybe, like, what if we change it to more just small town business podcast in a way where we're still talking to business owners around here, but then maybe there's a more of an appeal outside of these four walls.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know. And then I do think, like, the podcast landscape is so saturated already. I don't listen to a ton of podcasts. I don't listen to a ton of business podcasts anymore because I'm like, well, I find I think about business all the time and I just get bogged down with it too. Yeah. So it's like, do we want to be podcasters? I don't think so. Especially right now where I am mentally. I think there's like a short and a long-term plan for that, for what I want to do. But I don't think that maybe it makes sense like right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think there's that idea of like, do we want to be podcasters? And I think that answer's always been kind of no, in terms of like people can get really serious about it, really create something. I think podcast is a great medium. I like the idea of having it available. Again, people are, it is saturated and that's always the case. I think it's saturated in that there's a lot there, so you can't just listen to a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not saturated in terms of there's always room for people creating content people want to listen to. So, you know, as we think out loud, what's interesting to me is I think there's still an appetite where people want to know about businesses locally and they want to know kind of more than what they typically see.
Right.
Again, we like having like what it turned out to be long conversations.
Yeah.
Maybe people don't want to listen to all of that, but they still want to know about the businesses and some of the showcase stuff. I just don't know if that's what I want to produce and do. Cause I think about the best way to do that would be, you know, you might have a podcast and then really put the effort into breaking down some social media posts based on what that episode is. And really showcasing the business in a way that, you know, back in the old days when you used to have a paper, You know, you used to get little profiles on businesses that you and I don't love how maybe they were written. Mm-hmm. So we're like, we could do better. But that's just a lot of effort to really produce into something that's maybe shorter, more digestible, and showcases the area more.
So bringing a business owner on, inviting them on, we tell them what we're going to do, which is like a little coaching session, which is a little marketing audit, and we go through that. That's interesting. That's work.
Yeah.
Which is maybe fine. And then we like very strategically, we've talked about this forever, strategically invite people that we want to work with.
That could be the show. Matt and Brian want to work with you. Let's record.
Yeah, and it's
something for free first, or like record our pitch session almost, or record our discovery.
It's not. Yeah, it's like a discovery, on like deliverable in one where we're bringing the business on, we're asking them some questions, and then a portion of it's you coaching, and a portion of it's me doing an audit. Like you said, like we pull up this, and instead of just being like, hey, your social media sucks, we can explain why. I can explain why. Or here's how I would do it and why.
It's like a segment. Your social media sucks.
Yeah. Maybe we should stop the podcast and I can create the social media account that I've always wanted to do, which is just taking other people's social media and just ripping it. Here's why this makes no sense. Yeah. Here's why you're throwing out money.
Yeah, you're just, as I say, I call it like doing social media versus marketing.
Yes.
And some people just get lost in between of that, and it's confusing and terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, it doesn't even need to be social media. That's the easy one to pick on, but there's a lot of other stuff that people aren't doing. Talked to someone the other day who has been in marketing communications for years and years, and I actually thought we're going to think a lot differently marketing-wise. We thought very much on the same page, and he was the one that said what, frankly, I've been vocal, the idea that like this area is changing, and if it's weird now, it's going to get even weirder soon, and these businesses that aren't marketing are going to be in big trouble in a couple of years. And they're all going to wonder why their business is failing and suffering. And we've been telling them from the rooftop for all these years and nobody listened. So I don't know how I got on that, but I'll just be curious to see like where all of that goes in the next very short few years, I believe, as some of these other businesses come up, bigger businesses, more population is going to mean different people. The old boys club is going to be over. Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's lots of changing.
I thought we'd have more of a resolution at the end of this conversation, and I don't think that I do.
Yeah, we're not really that far into it, but yeah, I don't know that I have a resolution either. If we want to stay kind of local in person, I think it would be good to have a very clear, definitive, here's what we're doing.
And a bit more of a plan. Like, the joke's always been, I don't prepare, but what if I have, like, I should prepare something.
Yeah. Or what if we have we dial in a format that's intentional.
Yeah.
That's almost like live coaching, live marketing.
Yeah.
Audit. And then finding people who are willing to participate in that.
That makes sense for us. We're not just going to the local gift shop across the street type of thing. The actual service-based business. I don't know how many of those businesses locally I need or want at this point, though. Like,
well, yeah, that's the other part. It's like, it's who's it for? Because there's a way to, again, for fun, talk to different businesses, try to just give them some free advice. Because it is hard to do business in a small town. Yeah. And not everyone has the budget to work with mm-hmm. you or I.
Yeah.
And it's harder because you're doing more parts of your business mm-hmm. and operating it. Mm-hmm. And not everyone is even set up to be able to scale enough to mm-hmm. like hire someone who knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. And I think we might have talked about this last week. But like, there's a dollar amount just to engage someone who is knowledgeable and cares.
Yeah.
Right. And like, I know for me, that dollar amount is not $50. It's not $100. And I had someone recently, Kim, wanted me to like do a lot of stuff for like $150. And it's like, that's just not, like, it's just not happening.
What did they want you to do?
No, I'm not even going to tell you.
You don't need to tell me what the industry is. I'm just curious, like, what do they actually want?
Oh, a lot. They want, like something that's, like, really hard to actually execute on. So, in my mind, the number was, like, to actually do what they wanted was huge. And then that was, like, it was good because it stopped my thoughts right away. Because it's, like, we're so far apart that...
Yeah.
You can't even possibly, like, they just don't understand.
Did they know it was insane, what they were asking?
No. I think that's part of
the That's problem. Fun, too.
Yeah. So, you know, you're not going to change, you know, Lindsay's a weird town. You're not going to change everyone's minds. But that's an interesting focus of, you know, what we're able to do. Because I do think combined, and we've done it, you and I in half an hour can add a lot of value and perspective to people.
Yeah, I think it'd be really interesting if it's just sales pitches in a way. Not to say like sales is a bad word, but like, yeah, that's what it would be. And like, hey, would you like to be on our podcast where we do this? And at the end, they're like, oh, I do actually want to work with you. And the upside, like, there's no downside for them. It's their time. Oh, man. So I'm looking out this window, and I've seen so many in your accents. It's not even funny. I'm not a gasper. That would make me gasp. That would be interesting, because I don't think that there is a downside. I think there's not spin, but I think we could frame it like, hey, here's the value you're going to get from this. 60 minutes of your time, parachute in, talk about your business a little bit, answer some like low stakes questions where we're not going to bust your chops.
Yeah, we're not doing it to like rip on you.
No, no. Joel, I would do that too, but like anybody else would do. And then you can do like a bit of a pitch or audit, and I could do the same thing. So like we're preparing a little bit, but the preparation to us ends up being like a sales activity.
Yeah, it's really a discovery.
Yeah, versus, okay, I don't want to, I want to prepare. I guess my problem is like, I don't want to go and prepare stuff for the podcast if it's just to have a conversation with people that won't go anywhere. Whether it's like 100 people listening or whatever.
Yeah.
I would want to prepare something and work on something for this. If I knew it was then going to, the possibility of it benefiting me financially, short or long term. So maybe, yeah, they're okay to come onto the podcast, have a conversation, hear what we have to say, they walk away, they don't think about it ever again. Maybe they're like, oh, I do actually want to work with you. You called it a good time. Or maybe they're like, okay, I'm not doing this now, but then it like dips that seed.
Well, they know what it's like, because yeah. I think not everyone's ready to say yes right away. And not everyone understands what it is that we were offering and selling. So yeah, it does plant that seed or help people understand what it is you're actually hiring someone for. Because I think that's still a huge barrier. People hire, you know, someone for their, say, website, and they don't realize that, you know, the words aren't included, or they don't realize like
SEO's not included.
SEO's not, like, just all of these little things. And a way to kind of piece that out would be us having those conversations And if we're on a time limit, like, we can't pick everything, but within each one, there's usually like, what's the maybe one thing you could do next, could come up out of it.
That's fun. And then the idea would be, my proposal would be like different, but hey, here's what I do and why. And then here's three things that you are doing wrong, which I don't like saying, but like, hey, here's a couple things that you're, that could be improved.
Yeah.
And like show them, like aggressively show them, frankly, and like, hey, here's how I do things and why. Start with the problem. Maybe I start with those, like, hey, here are three things that I've taken. There's more, but here are the three most important things that I think we could do right away to improve ABC. Show them, and then that's my pitch.
I kind of like that, even if it's like, I love the question of like, even in a quick conversation, it's like, here's what I would do if I were you, or here's how I would help you. If you were now here and I was pitching you something, here's what, exactly what I would do and where I'd start.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think we would, it'd be a little overwhelming. So we would know, like, we're not expecting people to say yes there right away. But I think it's the clarity of what is it we actually do and where we start that would be really helpful.
Yeah.
For both them to hear, but also for the audience to listen to.
Do you think they'd want to do it if they had like an internal marketing person, or they did have an agency though? Maybe they're like, I don't want to record this.
I think we can try.
It just becomes a bit more of us talking.
I mean, I think one of the options with the podcast, we've never done seasons. So some people do like seasons of the show, and it's like, hey, this season is, you know, 8 episodes and it's about this. And I don't know that I want to do seasons, but we've gone through eras where it's like, here's what we're doing. So we could do a, you know, here's this little series, and then we just change it.
Yeah.
Because I do like, you know, a part of me wants to, you know, change the show, do something totally different. But I don't think I'm not ready, and I don't have the capacity to build something like that from scratch right now.
Yeah.
I think we've even talked about, you know, if we do like the sort of small business, big talk type of thing, that could be a series.
Yeah.
That we try. I like the idea of this one as a series of like guests, where we are more intentionally kind of auditing and, you know, kind of getting to a pitch of some sort.
Yeah.
In a controlled environment. That I think is really nice too.
I think it would be boring if we just did a season of one of those. Well, what if we did like 4 episodes a month? One episode, the first one every month is going to be just turn on the mic and talk. Second episode is going to be big talk. Third episode is going to be a pitch. Fourth episode is going to be something else.
I like
that. Get into more of a cadence, so there's a bit more preparation too, or planning, which I don't think is a bad thing. That's interesting. Not to say we're running out of ideas, but maybe we're running out of ideas, and that's why we need to freshen it up.
Yeah, well, I think there was, when we started, like, there was a long list of, like, here's the things I want to do and talk about. And then we've gone through, to me, there's different eras and my own learning kind of eras and things we're interested in. And I think we're both just undergone a lot of change in our business. Like, everything's developed and changed. And now it's like, we want to be energized going into this.
Yeah. Energized is a good word. I feel good from all the change. I'm really tired. I've recognized I'm more tired now than I have been in a long time, like physically tired.
Oh, I think that's normal. Like, because you've gone through so much, your body's like, now it can rest a bit more.
Mentally, I feel good. I feel kind of sharp. I feel sharper today than I do normally on a Monday. But physically, I'm just kind of beat. Or, like, not beat. I'm actually feel like recovering is probably a better word.
Yeah.
And I recognize that in the last week specifically. But, yeah, I do want to be energized with the podcast. And not, it's not a chore, but it's like, okay, it's just one more call or something I do. It would be interesting to plan it. Plan it, but then not have to do a lot of work for it, too. You know
yeah, I mean? It's having, like, I think an intentional system. Because you and I like frameworks and structures.
Yeah.
And the conversations are going to go how they go.
Yeah.
So we don't want to control it too much. That way, we like, to me, it's a conversation. It's not something we're going to over-edit and try to produce.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I don't want to get into doing that.
But then, you know what? Maybe that's a good idea to then have that structure where 4 episodes a month, 1 week is A, 1 week is B, 1 week is C, 1 week is D. And yeah. Then if we're doing it the way that we would tell anybody else to do it, we'd say, well, which one is working the most? And there's certain metrics or gut things that you can look at, and we could.
Yeah.
We could turn around and be like, B gets the most downloads. Maybe we should focus our attention more on B.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, because right now, if we want to go with big, like small business, big small town, big talk type of thing, that might just be, that's fine for us. And that's what we're interested in. But like, what's the point? Pivoting and changing takes time and resources. And like, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
Unless we find that, like, oh, people are actually really into this. That works.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated with the idea of talking to people about closing their businesses right now.
Yeah. I think that's a good, that's a big talk.
Sure. Form,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's really, well, maybe that's what we turn around and find out, that people love the ones where we're like, hey, we're closing the business and let's talk about that. Maybe that's what people want to know about. Because maybe like,
there's like, reach out to us before you close your, are you thinking about closing your business?
Yeah.
Like, let's record it.
Their secret is that they hate their business. They're trapped by their business. Now they're hearing this and they're like, oh, maybe this is something.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what helps. Like, maybe that's how we help people, is like, shut their business down. We got an email from someone locally, I think, that wanted to talk to us about that because their specialty is closing businesses. It seemed kind of legit. Talk to her, go from there. But anyways, I think that's an interesting idea to set up structure, because then that will kind of re-energize us of what are we going to talk about? Because before we turned on the mic, we were like, well, what are we going to do? And I'm like, oh, we're going to talk about this. But we were ready. You were ready to just talk about nothing too. But it would be nice maybe to like, let's prepare. And I don't want to prepare. I think that's clear. But I want to like, I like the structure. Like, okay, this is what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
So I can kind of go into it with a bit of a mindset like that. We can cycle through some old guests again, because like, I think they'd be happy to be on a big talk type of episode. The pitch one is interesting, but then it's, do we want to do an episode every single week for the next 3 months for pitches? No, that's going to be hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's a lot of work.
We have to find people who are willing to do it.
Right.
I think... because it's those are nice ones where it's almost like the live coaching. And even though we call it a pitch, like part of me is like, you know, you get people in who probably aren't ready to invest
yeah.
in doing something like that. But it's the kind of encouragement they need, I think, to know where they're going.
I like this idea a lot because I've got a list of businesses right now by name that I want to work with. They don't know that. They should know that.
Yeah.
And it's my opportunity to tell them, I want to work with you. Are you going to give me money today? No. Maybe. I'll take it. I'm good at extracting money from you. I'll take it. But do you want to give it to me today? Maybe not. Do you want to give it to me a year from now? No. But I don't want you not knowing that I want to work with you.
Yeah.
So it's my job to tell you that I want to work with you. I like this idea a lot now.
Yeah, I think that's a great, like being, like I'm I could come up with a list of the same. It's like, I want to work with you. I don't know enough about you to know exactly how, because I want it to be worthwhile.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to sell you my program that works generically for everyone, but if you're not suited for it, like, certain things just aren't going to work, or they're a waste of money. Like, you can overinvest too fast.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to have a conversation and find out where to start.
It's my not so secret admirer list.
Yeah.
Of, I want you to know that I want to be with you.
Yeah.
And that's my opportunity
too.
I love
that.
It's low stakes for them. They can come here and say nothing. They introduce themselves. They can fold their arms and sit back and just.
And we could just talk and point out some stuff, and they could be like, "Those guys are idiots who don't know anything." But I don't think that's going
to
happen.
But to me, it's like we joke all the time on this podcast, and we text all the time about like the bad marketing. I would not do that. And I never actually do that on a call. I'm extremely critical and open when it's necessary, but I will like say that I'm extremely honest with people when they have really good websites. There's someone last week, two times in the last couple of weeks, great looking websites. And nothing we can make it better, but it's not like that's not what's hurting them.
Yeah, that's
type
not
of
the
thing.
Problem.
And I'm open about that. I want to take over your website, and here's why. And it's not because I want more work, and it's not because I want more money, and it's not because of ego and pride, but I know that if traffic goes to that website, it's not going to generate anything, and then you are going to wonder what you're paying me for. And I now need to take over everything from people because they just don't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
But to me, like, if I can explain it like that, I think people have always been accepting and open to that.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a matter of framing it that way. And like, yeah, I can tell anybody a couple things that I think would benefit their. I can tell you three things that will get you more money.
Yeah.
Will generate more money for you. And Brian can tell you three things that will create more profit for you. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's more money, more profit.
More money, more profit.
That's what it is.
I like it. Yeah, I really like that idea. I think people will... Most people, I think, are open to it. And some people just don't know. Like, we'll talk about bad marketing, but they just don't. They're just trying their best. They look at what other people do, and they're like, oh, that must work. I'll do that.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they don't have someone to even look at the basics. Last week, I was ranting about some big launch for a new business, and it looked really cool. But for the life of me, I couldn't tell where it was if I wanted to go visit it. So those are little things where, you know, you could do all this work and be like, oh, we forgot to put our address on it.
Yeah.
Right? So, or make it hard to find out where it is. So there's just lots of little things like that that you might not even notice that we could point out.
Yeah. I think, yeah, you get in your own head. There's things that you don't think about that would benefit. So it would, in a way, it's not life coaching because I think that scares people too. But just the idea like framing it a little bit differently, like more money, more profit, serious.
Awesome. I like it.
Small town, big talk. What would another one be? One, we could just turn the recording on. That's fine.
Yeah, I think those ones are great because we always have things you and I are talking about that other people would benefit from hearing.
Yeah.
And that's a good one to do. I think for me or both of us, we need just to put more intention in creating some maybe better titles for it. Mm. I know sometimes I'll be like, oh, this should be the title. And then I forget what that is. And when I'm uploading it, I'm trying to remember what the conversation was about. And that's just some podcast basics we're not following.
Yeah.
Then I think I wrote down here, like, the idea of, like, fun conversation. Sure. It could be with guests as well.
Yeah, we still have business conversations with whatever like person that we've met as a coffee shop, or we want to support because they've supported us or we think is cool.
Or just like interesting people we come across who it's like we should have a conversation with them.
Yeah, interesting conversations with so-and-so business owner. That's cool.
Yeah, or we can reach out, and that's where we can maybe move beyond the co-orthas a little bit as well.
Yeah. I think all of those ideas lend itself to growth also. Maybe we also add like a bit of a tagline to the podcast too. That's more, it is, maybe it's the tagline is like,
yeah, I think our messaging, we might want
like some messaging changes.
Reach it around. Cause I don't know that, you know, we focused it around like the thriving region, which I think also played on thrive.
Yeah.
And we can do something completely different.
Yeah, bleep that place. So, we could do some more messaging. That would make a lot of sense to me.
I am going to say this out loud on the podcast, but I got a new update for in StoryBrand. They sent out a new spreadsheet of like great StoryBrand like websites that people have done, and there's one on there called Thrive Couples Counseling.
Oh yeah,
made me think of Thrive. I was like, gonna just send that link to you out of nowhere, and I, for some reason, I didn't, but I should have.
Oh yeah, that would have been good. I got a request on Instagram from it was like private_Donald Miller.
Yeah, it's like some sort of fake person.
Or I thought it was maybe some sort of thing that he's doing, but I was like, it didn't align at all. I didn't look, and I just saw the name, and I'm like, that's fake. Yeah. For a second, I was like, oh, what's he up to? I was like, not to say I couldn't figure it out, so it didn't make sense, but I was like, this doesn't make sense. Nothing that is
a total catfishing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, Matt, want to buy some NFTs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, this has turned out to be a really good conversation.
It was good. There's a part of me that, hear me out, let's kill our streak. Don't do any more podcasts until we've got the structure set up. Maybe this is the last podcast you ever listen to of ours. Maybe we're back in a month or two with new structure. What do you think?
I like it.
Kill the streak.
Kill the streak.
Undertaker streak is over. WrestleMania, Undertaker streak. No one is understanding this reference. But it's over. The Undertaker's still the Undertaker. He comes back and he's still a huge star. And that's what we do. We kill the streak. We refocus. We like purposefully move this along like it's a business.
Yeah.
Like exercise that we should be doing. We get it moving. And it either doesn't move and you never hear this from us again. Or I'm going to say September probably. Maybe worst case October. We somewhat relaunch with this new structure.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like that. I think that I've been thinking too about the streak, and like it's been important to me, and I'm very proud of it. But like 200's a lot, and the level of pride for 200 is great. Is it 201 gonna make or break a big difference? I don't know. Structurally, one of the things is there is a time limit where, like on Apple Podcasts, it'll stop downloading it if you're subscribed to it. It kind of forgets you exist. Find out what that is, and we can launch.
Yeah,
we can replay it, a good episode. There's lots of options for keeping that so that people who are subscribers and listeners don't like lose us on the feed.
Come back with an actual marketing plan that we've always talked about that I've never really executed.
We could do
email, everything.
I was just thinking some mini episodes that's just what we're talking about are asking for guests as well that are specific.
Yeah. Halfway early on in this episode, I was like, I'm going to suggest we kill this streak and just kind of see what happens. in more of an ominous way, but now I think it's a positive thing.
Yeah.
Kill the streak, regroup. It's not even a relaunch. Refresh. Because I think right now, like, think about, I don't know if this is a great analogy, but I think it's like Gordie Howe.
Yeah.
Played till he was 80 years old. Does he hold all these records because he played so long? Or do you want the career of Bobby Orr, who played for like 4 years, broke all these broke all these records, has all this great history? Yeah. Do we want to be the podcast that just played year after year and fumbled our way through things? Or do we want to like stop now, refresh and refocus?
I think we want to model growth. And this is, for both of us, I think it's a forever thing of like building our businesses to be what we want it to be. That includes adjustments like this. I've also been listening to a lot of Cal Newport, and his new book's called Slow Productivity. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of like, you know, part of that book is like, do less things, do them, you know, like more intentionally and better. So it completely aligns with that, where it's like, instead of scrambling to like record, we can really set it up and prepare more.
I think if you like talked about your Taylor Swift eras too,
yeah.
If you like look back at the last number of podcasts we've not had guests on, it's basically us asking, what are we going to do? And talking about change with no real direction. But it's come to this, where this aligns with what is going on professionally with us.
Yeah.
Of pump the brakes. Does this make sense? Yes, if we do it this way.
Yeah, I think it's good self-coaching.
Yeah,
because exactly. Really, it's like, what would I, you know, sometimes it's not about just driving through. It's about like actually pausing and figuring it out, like, what is it you want from it?
Well, that's what I was thinking when we were texting about, like, okay, do we want this to grow? We want it to be valuable if we're going to keep doing it.
Like, I want it to grow and I want it to be valuable. Like, I want more of those. It's like shoot it into my veins when people reach out with like,
yeah,
that like, this is what's really valuable to me.
Yeah.
Type stuff. And I want more of that. And I have gone from knowing a lot of things to like action and doing it. And I want people to do and experience this stuff.
And I thought when we're talking and thinking in this way, I was like, we would laugh at us because we've not done any marketing for us. And well, that's why I was like,
but we haven't done it, I think, the way we really want to.
Like a real business. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, is it a real business? Or like, now we need to, I think it's not a real business, but how does it better impact our businesses? Yeah. In an effective way, where then someone can look like, oh shoot, look how seriously they're taking that. And like that's generating revenue for them in a different way.
Yeah.
And different things like that. And I just looked at it and I'm like, I would laugh at us and be like, well, you should be doing marketing, dummy.
Yeah, it's like, and if you want listeners, we're not doing this.
We're not doing anything that we would tell people to do.
Yeah.
So I think this is actually a very good exercise. So.
Yeah, it's like we've proven we can do it.
Yes.
We've proven we can record content. We've proven we can set up all the basics.
Like, yeah.
There's all of that stuff is there. It's now can we really grow it and make an impact?
And then I can look at process too, of like, how do we make it a bit easier for you to get this on? How do we align it better with titles? I can help with that. We can treat it like, it's not a business, but like, how do we treat it like?
It's more intention.
Serious. I don't want to say serious, but like, yeah, more intention and purpose of, is it a gap of people see the podcast and like, that's supposed to be helping? But like, they should look at that and like, oh shoot, like clearly this is benefiting them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a way for us to get more clear, more focused and just hammer that.
That's the plan. That's the name of the plan. More clear, more focus, hammer time.
Awesome. I'm stopping it right there. And that's our show. Matt, what's the
what do you want the people to know, and where can they find you?
I want them to go to mattygdigital.com and book a call.
Awesome. And I want them to go to profitcoach.ca and book a call with me. If you'd like to be on the podcast, please reach out to us and we can make that happen at setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.